Back in the Rich Store Company post-game show, Michael Dieker joined by Tyler Williams. His team victorious tonight, 42-37, overcoming an 8-point deficit in the second half to pick up their second win of the ball game. Coach, your thoughts on this evening?
Oh, well, we didn't play a complete game, that's for sure. You know, the first half, I didn't think we played really well, especially that first quarter. We only had 1 point. We struggled to get off the bus. We just didn't, you know, we weren't hitting shots, and then we got really telegraphing with our passes and what we were trying to do. And honestly, it felt like we forgot how to run our offenses. And, you know, credit Madison for that. They did a really good job defending us and being physical, and we just had to kind of react to it. And, you know, that first half, you know, even though we got within 15-11 at half, it didn't feel like we were only down 4. It felt like 1,000. And I probably treated it that way at halftime, too. But our boys, you know, they fought back. That's what they do. They're really tough kids, and I'm proud of their effort tonight.
Now, you came in with a 1-3 record, you know, an overtime loss to Care Paravel, a close loss, another close loss in that Burlingame tournament before finding that 38-35 victory over Maranatha. Mm-hmm. You know, and even the Burlingame loss was pretty close in that contest as well, even though the deficit was 19. Those previous four games all being close, how much that play into how the closing moments played out here tonight?
I think it played out a lot. I mean, the Care Paravel game, we were down 15 going into the fourth, and we came back, tied it up, and then we had some foul trouble, and that kind of doomed us. But, you know, these kids just got so much fight, and that's what I like about them. I mean, they all buy into what we're trying to do. They work hard. We don't take it easy on them in practice, and they don't care who scores. And that was huge tonight because, you know, they shared the ball real well, and Brantley Peterson, who couldn't hit the broadside of the barn in the first half, you know, did what he does. He can hit shots for us, and he lifted us in that second half of those threes, and that ended up being the difference.
Now, you mentioned in the pregame, Peterson, Wallace, Coy Myers, some of those core guys coming back from, you know, last year's state tournament appearance, multi-year starters for you, and that senior leadership really proved through tonight.
Oh, it did. It did. You know, Brady's having to play post. He's never played post before in his life until this summer. And, you know, he's done a really good job. He's brought a lot of energy. He can still step back, hit jumpers, and I think that makes it harder on teams to understand what we're trying to do. And, you know, Coy just does a good job slashing, and his defense is really solid. Brantley's just kind of been an X factor for the past 3 years. And, yeah, Ben Meehan, also junior point guard, I thought if we don't have him bring the ball down court, we don't get set up. So I think those four just all together have shown leadership and really just made us what we are.
And the handles are so good for Meehan that it's the officials don't recognize it.
No, they don't. That's the frustrating part. You know, he had a Euro in his eighth grade year, and he was traveling bigger than you can imagine. And I always explain to him, this is how you do it. Well, there's times he does it, and then he gets called for traveling.
Exactly.
What do I do? I go, you didn't do it. I don't tell you differently. It's frustrating, but, you know, he does good things. And I'm glad we have another for another year after this. He does a fantastic job hitting the ball.
Absolutely. Of course, you guys have Burlingame next week. Next
Friday.
Game, yeah,
yep.
Friday. No rest for the weary there, obviously. Second matchup in the first couple weeks of the season with Coach West in the company. What do you know about the Bearcats that you saw that first game that you're going to do differently this game?
Well, we always seem to see him about three times a season. You know, they did a pretty good job just kind of moving the ball around on us. And, you know, we got gassed at the end of the game after 3 days. And that's not an excuse, but it just – you said 19, they pulled away at the end. We just looked exhausted. I think we're going to be fresher, so I think we're going to get a better look from us. As long as we can just, you know, get going. That's the biggest problem for us. We always have one quarter that's absolutely awful. We had 1 point tonight in the first. We had a couple of quarters. I think one against Burlingame, we only had 8 points in the first half, and we held them to 20. I was like, if you told me we're holding them to 20 in the first half, I feel awesome.
Absolutely.
We had 8 points. But then we start the third quarter, score 8 right away in the first 2 minutes. I'm like, are you kidding? And we're right back in it. I mean, so it's just we got to stop doing the spurts, and we got to make sure we do a consistent. We got to put the ball in the basket. Consistent, consistent, consistent. That's been our biggest problem. It's not that they're not trying. It's just that we just got to find a way to find a way to make it work.
Very good, Coach. Well, appreciate the time tonight. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
Luck on Friday night. Good luck with a full slate of December practices after the Christmas break. And good luck there in the home stretch heading into the Lyon County League Tournament.
All right, thanks a lot.
That was head coach Tyler Williams. His team victorious tonight, 42-37, improving to 2-3. We'll take a quick break, get Tegan back on the headset, wrap up the Rich Store Company postgame show, and see what's to come on Thursday night when we have the Opie Eagles taking on the Lebo Wolves.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show.